What's going on, y'all? Welcome back to Clown Questions, the show where there are no dumb questions. I'm your host, Matt K. Maurer, and the question on my mind today is, should the Ravens have fired John Harbaugh? We'll get into that and a bunch of other NFL stuff. We'll talk some CFP with my man, Hunter Tolsman. Hunter is going to be joining the show today. Really excited. And we're trying out a new software, so hopefully this goes well. So who's down to clown?
That's a clown question, bro.
All right. So now pulling up to the pod, we've got Trash Talk Fantasy Football League champion Hunter Tolsman. And it's kind of weird. Right on the champion, there's a little asterisk. I'm not sure why there's an asterisk there, but how you doing, Hunter? Thanks for pulling up to the show.
It's been long enough for this invite, man. Come on.
Yeah, my bad. You said you wanted to come on and talk about the Packers. I didn't have you on until all the fucking Packers are injured. So yeah. That's kind of unfortunate timing, but I appreciate it nonetheless. Well, why is there an asterisk there? I don't know. I don't get it.
I don't make the rules, man. You're gonna have to talk to the commission on that one.
You're not even entertaining it because you know if you certify it as a real championship, my Lakers championship would count too. It's the bubble.
I've argued this for years. Man, I've given it up.
It's the COVID championship. No, he is a real league champion. I'm just talking shit because I've never won a championship. But yeah, let's get into it, man. Wanted to talk some football. Obviously, we'll talk some Packers and all the other teams. But maybe we should start with the Ravens and Jim Harbaugh. A number of coaches got fired: Stefanski, Carroll, to name a few. But I think the biggest news was the Ravens firing John Harbaugh, which was not a surprise to me, but. I didn't think they were actually going to go through with it, and there was rumblings, and they did it. They fired him. So I was curious your opinion on that. Do you agree with the Ravens' decision to fire John Harbaugh?
I think it's a two-way street here, and you know I heard a lot about this on Monday. I understand why they fired him because he hasn't made the Super Bowl since he last won it. What, that was 2013, 2012 when he beat his brother. And so, I mean, you're looking at over 10 years here, and they've built him a good enough team. Maybe not this year, he didn't have the pieces around him, but he's had Lamar for how many years, and it seems like they always come up short. So maybe it's just one of those situations where someone with a new scenery can do something a little different and a little better, and maybe he just needs to go somewhere new too. I mean, look at his brother.
Yeah, no, fair enough. So you're kind of neutral on it. I don't know. It was weird watching that game. The Tyler Loop missed field goal. If Loop makes that field goal, Harbaugh's in the playoffs. Does Tomlin get fired? Was loser of that game getting fired regardless? That's what people are. You know, that's what I'm wondering.
I don't know if I just don't know if the Steelers have the balls to fire Tomlin. Like he's been there so long. I just don't know. I couldn't see him doing it. Like, I feel like if they got rid of him, it would be like a mutual thing where he went and talked to the GM and he's like, hey, you know, I'm done. And then they parted ways mutually.
Is that kind of how the Ravens tried to spin it as well? Because obviously he's been a dominant coach for, you know, almost two decades. So I don't know.
That's what I was going to say, too, that I've seen multiple things where it was mutual. It wasn't. Who knows?
Yeah,
he's definitely going to get picked up in this cycle. He's definitely going to, you know, he'll definitely be coaching a team where I have no idea, but he'll definitely be coaching a team. His reign in the NFL is not over.
It was funny. I saw Schefter, I think, reported, I forget the exact number, but he was talking about obviously how John Harbaugh will be one of the top hires in this cycle, and I think at the time there were six head coach openings, and they said, oh yeah, at least seven teams reached out to John Harbaugh. So it's like, wait, there's a team that didn't even fire someone yet. They're checking in.
I did not see that. That's hilarious. Hilarious.
My dad was saying the Packers should hire John Harbaugh, but maybe that's a good segue to get into the Packers. Obviously, we've had a ton of injuries this year. I'm not even, you know, harping on LaFleur yet, but yeah, the D-line decimated with Wyatt and Parsons out. We go out and we get another Cowboy, Micah Parsons' former teammate in Trayvon Diggs, and that's, I think, the biggest worry for Packers fans right now is our defense has been decimated. You know, we couldn't stop the Ravens at all. So I got to ask, you know, do you think Trayvon Diggs can maybe come into Green Bay and fix our defense a little bit?
No, I don't think he's the fix. I think he's going to be good in the playoffs because, you know, he's got that mature, I don't want to say experience because, you know, the Cowboys never really did much in the playoffs, but he's been in situations like this before. I don't think he's the fix. I think he's there to help and he's there to be a locker room guy and he's there to be another body because, you know, we need bodies. I think the fix to our defense is Jeff Hafley stepping up. But again, that's a two-way battle because if Jeff Hafley steps up too much, he might coach himself out. That's what I'm worried about. I'm worried about him being gone.
Because, yeah, that was going to be my question. Are we in danger of losing him to a potential head coaching role?
I'm worried about it, but I don't know. I don't know. I don't know if I can answer that or not. It's definitely a worry of mine. Before I worry too much about that, I would like to see other guys step up. I mean, like, you watch the Vikings game. We had, what was his name, Baron Sorrell. He stepped up really big. Yeah. He made some plays. He needs to see more time. We need to see some more spark from Luke Vanesse. I mean, everyone harps on him that he was just such a bust. I don't know. I haven't given up on him yet, but I don't know. And then, obviously, for the love of God, like, Rashawn Gary, please do something. Please do something.
Did I see him get pancaked by a wide receiver in that Ravens game? Because it felt like I did. He's been a bit disappointing. He's got to be. I mean, he's the supposed to be the top pass rusher with no Parsons.
And what, he hasn't had a sack since week 8.
It's been a minute. It's been a while. Yeah, it's been quite a while.
So, I mean, it'd be cool to see some guys step up. There's definitely a lot of opportunity out there. And I feel like that's kind of like we're back in this role again when Jordan Love took us to the playoffs and we were the youngest team. I feel like we're not the youngest team anymore, but we're still somehow back in this role, this underdog role, and we own it. And so let's just go out and do it.
Yeah, that's what's weird is I assumed Chicago would be favored in this game. And they were, I think Chicago opened as like 1.5 favorites, which even that line, I'm like, yeah, Chicago should be a touchdown favorite. I don't know how we're going to stop that run game. Obviously, Williams has looked good. We've never seen him in the playoffs, but I thought at Soldier Field, the Bears would be favorites. They just switched the line. We're now 1.5 favorites, which I don't understand. Maybe that's just Vegas baiting us to bet on the Packers, but I don't know. What do you think? Do you think we can beat the Bears? Because I'll be honest, with all the injuries we've had on our defense, I don't think we can. I don't see us winning this game. What do you think?
No shot, you think?
I think we have a chance. I think we can win, but I don't think we will, if that makes any sense.
I think we can definitely beat the Bears.
Yeah.
I think if we just play our football, and I don't want to say this in the wrong way, but if Matt LaFleur runs the offense that he runs with Malik to start the game, then we can spread the field. And if we just start the game by trying to spread the field, we're going to find ourselves behind, and that's going to be a problem.
Yeah.
I mean, the Bears started their starters against the Lions and lost, and we swept the Lions. Granted, it was with Micah, but still.
Yeah. Definitely. I mean, we look pretty damn good against the Bears with no Micah. I mean,
Yeah. I mean, we lost an OT to a great throw.
Yeah, for sure.
And unlucky, unlucky onside recovery, but we don't want to talk about that.
Yeah, that's well, yeah. Speaking of Romeo Doubs, when are we going to get Matthew Golden involved in this offense? Are we? Because I think they said in interviews, they're like, it's, you know, it's probably not his time. Like, what are you talking about? Why can't we get him? Why can't we throw the guy a bone?
I saw that too, that they publicly came out and said that he will be limited snaps or whatever.
They said he's not going to be very involved. Yeah.
I mean, it sucks because all of Green Bay wanted to see us use, like, every Packer fan wanted to see us use a first round draft pick on a wide receiver, and everyone wanted to see us get our stud. But look at what we do with quarterbacks, and let's replicate that, and let's get him some experience. Yeah. And I think he could be really good. I mean, I don't know if you've seen like past highlights of like just his separation that he makes. I mean, the guy is always open. He's always open.
Yep. Yeah.
So he's going to be a stud once we feed him. And I think we just have too much of a like seven-headed monster going on here where things are going to shake up once some rookie contracts are up.
Mm-hmm.
And things are going to free up a little bit, and we're going to really see the team that we're trying to build.
Yeah, Bo Melton just got placed on IR, so he'll at least be ahead of Bo on the depth chart. But yeah, I agree with you. Until, you know, I don't see us re-signing Romeo Doubs. So I think, you know, once, you know, he probably leaves in free agency, I agree. He'll definitely not even. It's not even about him stepping up. He'll start getting snaps. You know, he'll start getting on the field.
I don't even know what his snap share is. I mean, I know it's sad, but.
It's depressing what his snap share is, but yeah. So you kind of you agree with the odds makers here. You think Bears Packers is sort of a coin flip.
I do, but I also think it's sad because home field advantage is like 3 points. So, like, we're in Chicago.
So we're
and you look at so like yeah, we're 4.5 points. Over what home field should be.
That's weird. What does Vegas know that we don't? Or am I just being too cynical about the Packers? I don't know. I after seeing Derrick Henry rush for 200, I just kind of lost all hope.
Yeah, but look at what we did against the Cowboys. That first year Jordan Love started, and we just went out there and lit it up.
True. Yeah.
It's possible.
If we put up points, we might not have to rely on the defense, I suppose.
I mean, that's what we always had to do with Rodgers. We never had a defense for Rodgers, and we just threw him out there and said, just go score as many points as you possibly can.
Good point. Well, yeah, we'll have to see what happens Saturday night on Prime Video. But, yeah, we obviously are both going to be rooting our asses off for the Packers, so... Yeah, go Pack, go. But let's move on to some other teams. I want to start with the Eagles. And I thought it was weird. In week 18, the Eagles decided to rest all their starters. And I'm sitting there like, why are you resting players? Don't you want to win this game to get the 2 seed? Because instead of playing a San Fran or an LA Rams team, you could be playing the Packers. I was shocked that... They didn't see those NFC West teams and like, we want to avoid that. Let's play the Packers instead. It was kind of weird to me. Why would they rest their starters? Wouldn't they have rather played us? Now they're playing the Niners.
Wait, I saw some stuff about this and I saw what Nick Sirianni had to say. He had the take of like, dude, I'm not starting my studs with my second string O-line, which I guess I kind of get it because like... Do you want to take – you're in the playoffs now. Yes, they can take the 49ers. I think they can totally take the 49ers. But can you take the 49ers if you go out and you start Saquon and he blows up his knee or something? Or Jalen Hurts takes an ugly sack behind it, their trash O-line, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like in this you just got to err on the side of caution. Let your guys rest. Let your guys get some snaps. And move on. I mean, there was an interview from Devonta Smith, and he was like, we don't care he said, we don't care who we play. We're going to go out and play our brand of football. And I guess I kind of agree with that.
Okay. Yeah. No, that actually makes sense. That actually makes a lot of sense. But yeah, speaking of Eagles brand of football, it's they're up there, maybe the Texans, but obviously a top five defense in the NFL. That's kind of, you know, the Packers might not have been able to score on them, but I would have almost rather played the Eagles because their offense is, you know, it hasn't been what it was last year. So do you think, is their offense beyond repair at this point?
I don't think beyond repair is the right way to put it, but I think they're getting to a point where they have too many mouths to feed, and rather than them waiting their turn, you're starting to develop like some divas. And, you know,
you wouldn't be talking about AJ Brown, would you?
No. Yeah, obviously. I mean, he stepped it up at the end of the year. He did what he had to do. I don't know. I don't think it's beyond repair. I think they need to work on their O-line a little bit. They were known for having one of the best O-lines in football. I think they lost focus on that a little bit. And that, like, they suffered a little bit from it. Their wide receiver core is, you know, how can you get any better than AJ Brown and Devonta Smith?
Yeah.
Saquon, obviously, he's getting old. You got a couple of years left with him, but he still is your workhorse. He's going to put up numbers. I think they're just fine.
Yeah, maybe that's the point I was forgetting when I wanted the Packers to play him, Saquon. We don't have, I mean, yeah. No one has a Saquon stopper. I mean, he's obviously had a down year, but I'm sure he'll turn it on in the playoffs here.
I mean, Saquon's obviously nothing compared to Derrick Henry, but Saquon's much closer to Derrick Henry than Manungai and
DeAndre. At least this year. I mean, last year Saquon had, you know, 2K, but yeah, it hasn't quite been this nearly the year.
Yeah, for sure.
Right. Well, let's keep moving through the NFC. I kind of want to maybe touch on all of these games. So Panthers, we got Panthers, Rams. Vegas loves the Rams on the road here in Carolina. They got Rams as 10.5-point favorites. Do you think the Panthers stand any chance against the Rams?
No. There's no.
I don't see it either.
10.5 might be a little wide.
Might be a little. They might cover.
Yeah, there's no way. There's no way they're beating the Rams. And that's not because I have money on the Rams, but that's just because I know the Panthers are not going to beat the Rams.
Fair enough. You know, you're not Brian. You're not drinking the Bryce Young Kool-Aid.
No.
You're not in Bryce's.
No. Not at all.
Okay, well, I think we're on the same page in that one. We probably don't have to talk much about that. I mean, the story would be if the Panthers won that game, but I think that's kind of that's the 3:30 Saturday game, the game everyone kind of looks past. The Texans were really excited to not be in that slot again this year.
So say they win, who would they play next then?
So it depends because it reseeds. So the Seahawks are going to play the lowest seeded team. So if the Packers or Niners go out and win, the Seahawks are going to be playing either the Niners or the Packers, and the Panthers would play, you know, the next highest team. So it's, yeah, with the reseeding, it's kind of hard to, like, I don't know, visualize it a little bit.
Like, say they stumble along a win with the Rams. Do you see them beating the Seahawks then?
No. I thought about it. I thought about it, but no. Seahawks are too complete of a team. Everyone always, you know, talks about the Darnold effect. You know, what if he, you know, shits the bed in the playoffs again? But it's like the team around Darnold is so good that, like, even if he has a bad game, they can still go out and win, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, no.
The Panthers are gone.
They're not going anywhere. Well, yeah, speaking of a team that you know, not everyone is bullish on the Jaguars. Now, the Jaguars are matched up against the Bills. Looks like, Buffalo, 1.5-point favorites on the road, according to this ESPN bracket here. Are you buying the Jaguars' success? They've been one of the most dominant teams in the league this back half of the year.
I think the story behind that team is really cool, but the experience, that I think experience in the playoffs is huge. And I just don't know if it's there. I don't know if I'm fully bought into that, to their success. It's, like I said, a super dominant team, like you mentioned, super cool story, but I don't think so. I think it's going to be a tight game, but I think the Bills come out with it.
I like that as well.
I mean, how many years in a row has Josh Allen been in the playoffs?
Like most of his years, I think. What, like 7 or 8, something like that?
Yeah, all but one year, whatever. Like, he's been here before. He's going to come in, like, cool and calm and collect. He's going to play his ball, and it's going to be old.
It's gonna be it'll be up to Trevor Lawrence. Yeah, maybe we'll get a little bit of a shootout in that game. But yeah, no, that'll be one of the more entertaining games, I think.
For sure, I agree.
But moving on to the other next game. I don't even know if I'm doing these in chronological order, which maybe I should have. But you think the Chargers can pull off the upset against New England? Looks like New England, 3.5-point favorites at home. How you feeling about that one?
I think it's possible they come in and win, but not very possible. I think, like, you look at the team culture that Mike Vrabel's built in New England, and like everyone in that locker room is built in or is bought into his philosophy and what he wants to do. And that's really, really hard to break when you got a team that's bought in. Everyone's bought in like that. The only reason why I think it's maybe a little bit possible is because the Chargers have been in the playoffs a little bit, a couple times.
Yeah.
Herbie's been here before. Like, this is going back to what we were talking about before. You got playoff experience, and I think that goes a lot further than, you know, how hot your team is at the time, because you've been there before, you know what's going on. But man, New England's, they're the real deal. They are the real deal.
Drake May. MVP, yes. Maybe?
No.
Yeah. I'll skip to, we can go back to the other game, but I'll skip to that question because I was going to ask, who's your pick for MVP?
I think it's got to be Stafford. I know you can look at the odds. He ran away with the odds after week 18. I think it's got to be Stafford, and I would love it for it to be Stafford because he's been in the league so long, and he's fought year after year. And I feel like he gets injured every single year and can rarely finish a season or misses 2 to 5 games a year. So I think it's got to be him. It's going to be really cool to see him win it. I saw some stat where, like, the last quarterback, or there was like 3 other quarterbacks that have thrown for 45 touchdowns in a year, and all 3 of them have won MVP. 2 times it was Aaron Rodgers, and once it was Tom Brady, and Matt Stafford would be the 4th.
Okay. Huh. Interesting. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why Drake May is so heavily favored. Just seems like recency bias.
He's had a great year too. That'd be a really cool story. I mean, like, he had his, like, last year they weren't that good.
Right. Maybe it's the fact that the Patriots are the 2 seed. I mean, Rams are obviously have a great record, but they're the wild card.
The Patriots were what, 3-14 last year?
now they're the 2 seed. Something like that. Yeah, they basically flipped it.
Yeah, I mean, it's a cool story. I definitely think there's MVPs in the future for him to win. I mean, that combination is pretty dangerous. Vrabel and May, I think that's a good combination.
Yeah, no kidding. And yeah, I don't know. I guess I like the Chargers. They have a lot of fight in them, but I'm still worried about that O-line being so banged up. They're top 2 guys out, and Does Herbert still have a broken hand? I mean, they gave him the week off last week, but I don't know. Is 2 weeks enough to heal that up?
I feel like he always has a broken hand or something, broken pinky, or you know, he's always got something.
He's a baller. He's a ball player to put in Jim Harbaugh terms. But let's talk about the Monday night game. We got Steelers-Texans. Texans 3-point favorites on the road in Pittsburgh. Do you think, can old man Rodgers pull off another win? Can old man Rodgers win another playoff game here?
I think 3 points in that game is pretty – I like that. I feel like Rodgers could come in and do it. Pittsburgh's a tough place to go and play. Mm-hmm. Tough place to go and play. And they just got TJ Watt back. They're going to get DK back after being suspended. So Rodgers has got a good target back. Their defense is going to be stronger again. I mean, I think it's going to be a really, really good game to watch. I'm really surprised with how the Texans finished out the season after going, what, 0-4, 0-5 to start the year, and everyone chalked them up as, next year, whatever.
No kidding.
I think it's going to be a really good game. I think Rodgers can do it. I mean, this, again, goes back to exactly what we kind of have been talking about in every question is Rodgers has been here 10, 15 times. He's only won the Super Bowl once, but he's been here before. Yeah. Does he have the team around him to build the Super or to win a Super Bowl this year? No, but can he win a game? I think he can go on and win. He could go on and win this game for sure.
Right. But that's kind of the interesting part to me where it's like a lot of people have kind of been writing the Steelers off. They're like, maybe they win a game, but they're not like true contenders. But you look at the AFC, other than Josh Allen, all the quarterbacks are, you know, first, second, third year guys, you know, Bo Nix, May, I guess Lawrence has a little more under his belt, but doesn't have the playoff experience, like you said, of a Josh Allen or an Aaron Rodgers. So, I don't know. Maybe the Steelers go on a little run here.
Yeah, I don't know. Those teams are just tough. Like Bo Nix, I mean, we saw the Packers were winning that game, but that was a dogfight of a game. Mm-hmm. I mean, I would have loved to see how that finished out. But, I mean, they're a tough team, respectfully. Yeah. I just don't know. I don't know if Rodgers can hang with that. With that, like, they just play with such a pace that I just don't know if they can hang around with that.
Yeah, but who do you like in that Steelers Texans game? I kind of think Steelers win maybe a low scoring affair. I think that Texans defense is pretty much the best defense in the league. So I don't see him putting up a ton of points, but I think if Steelers defense comes to, play, I think Rodgers pulls out a tight one.
I think, I'll take them. I'll take the Steelers. Like you said, I mean, that's a tough defense. It'll be low. It'll be a low scoring game.
You'll take the plus three?
Yeah, for sure. I'll take the plus three on that. I mean, they're in Pittsburgh. I don't know.
Yeah. We got Renegade playing. No, no Lions fans to distract DeKalen Zacharias Metcalf. You know, did you see that guy held a press conference?
No, I did not.
The fan held a press conference, fold out table. You know, he's got a suit, but a backwards cap. Just ridiculous. And he kept calling him DeKalen Zacharias Metcalf in the game. I don't believe that guy because they corroborate a report from the year prior. They're like, yeah, he was saying some derogatory stuff to DK Metcalf. You know, it's the same fan he ran into last year. I wanted to get to your Super Bowl pick, but one last question because we didn't. You mentioned Bo Nix and we kind of mentioned the Seahawks. One kind of random question: which one seed do you like better? You like the Broncos or the Seahawks? Or I guess who do you trust more?
This is a tough one. I know we talked about the Darnold effect. So with putting that into mind and putting into mind that the Packers have played the Broncos and we have seen firsthand what they are all about, I think I'm going to take the Broncos as my one seed. I mean, man, they're tough. They are tough. Yeah. They're a good team.
Okay. Yeah, I like it. Well, the moment everyone's been waiting for, and I know you said you'd been doing some research, so I hope you're prepared to maybe I'll debate you on this one here, but Super Bowl pick. Who do you like to go and win it all here?
I'm taking the Rams. I gotta take the Rams.
Did you by chance happen to watch my podcast last week with the King?
I did not.
Okay. Did not. Okay. So you've came to that independently of the King. He's been talking up the Rams for months now, but yeah, he's swearing by him. But no, I think I like that.
Man,
pick.
You gotta look at their red zone offense. Like, it's ridiculous. It is ridiculous.
How do you defend it?
Yeah, I mean, it's, I don't know, man. It's, I gotta take the Rams.
It's like they run Davante Adams as their goal line guy. They're like, oh, we need 1 yard. How about a fade route to Davante Adams?
Who better to catch one, though? I mean, we've seen it. We grew up watching that.
Yeah. No, only one better is maybe Puka, who's on the same team. So, no, yeah. I like that pick. You want to – Rams over? You want to give me an AFC team they're beating?
Give me
the Steelers. Rodgers. Rodgers.
No. I don't know. I can't put a number on it.
Okay. No, that's all right. That's all right. I like the pick with the Rams. I'm not gonna disagree with you there.
The AFC is just like you mentioned, it's just such a cluster. Like, I don't know. I feel like anyone could stumble out of that. There's some tough teams, but anyone could stumble out of that.
Yeah, especially with kind of the inexperience in the playoffs, like you mentioned. I don't know. About the Steelers. I don't know. Someone was our friend Harry Smith kept talking about the Steel City theory. He's saying the script writers and Trump rigged it for the Steelers to win so they can bring the steel industry back to America. I don't know if... I don't know if that theory holds any weight.
I can't say I heard that one.
But no, I'd like to see that. Maybe. Well, no, I'm not even gonna say that. I'm not gonna jinx the Packers. Let's just beat the Bears here. That's kind of all I had for the NFL. Unless you had anything to add, wanted to kind of briefly talk about the college football playoff. We got a game tomorrow and we got a game Friday. I don't know how much of the games you've been watching, but it kind of seemed like to me, and you did get one team. You got Indiana winning a game, but other than that, teams are 0-7, 1-8 lifetime if you have the double bye in the 12-team playoffs. So do you think that the double bye is a disadvantage at this point in the college football playoff?
I think it depends on how you look at it. If your roster is really, really banged up, that double bye could really help you out. But I feel like 9 times out of 10, if you're in the spot of a double bye, you're probably pretty hot. And I've always been a big believer in if you're hot, you might as well just keep staying hot, and you don't want to cool your guys down. I mean, how do you reproduce a game level practice for 2 weeks? Or 2 games, I should say, because it's longer than 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I mean, sure, you can play your practice, you know, you can play the scout team 20 times a day, but that's not the same. So, I don't know. If you're hot, you're hot. So, I guess moral of the story, yeah, I think it's a disadvantage unless you're, like, extremely injured and you lost half your team at the very, very tail end of the year. But even that, I mean, they're probably out for the year.
Yeah, for whatever reason, it's only Kurt Cignetti and Indiana have been able to navigate that double bye and get a win. I don't know, maybe that's a testament to how legit of a team Indiana is here. I'll finish with that game, but first let's talk Fiesta Bowl. Fiesta Bowl, we got number 10 Miami against number 6 Ole Miss. I don't know if this is the current line, but I had it as Miami -3.5. Who do you like in that game? I'll give you my pick. Maybe you can break it down if you want. I like Ole Miss +3.5. I actually like Ole Miss money line. I want to see Pete Golding, the interim. Well, not even interim. They hired him. It would be such a delicious championship if Lane Kiffin got to just watch Ole Miss win a championship without him?
Yeah, see, I mean, I think it'd be a cool story. Obviously, one that we would all want to see, but I got to take Miami here.
Okay.
I mean, that is like, that's old-fashioned football. That's, they're going to pound you all game. And I just don't know if Ole Miss and, you know, they're more built around speed and stuff. I just don't know if they're built to withstand what Miami's going to give them all day.
Yeah.
I'm going to take, so with that, I'll take Miami -3.5 or whatever the updated spread
okay.
is now.
Okay. You like the Miami spread too. Yeah. The only kind of puts a little bit of a damper on what I think would be a good Ole Miss story is Kiffin's still getting paid. If Ole Miss wins a game, Florida has it in his contract that, oh, we'll pay you for that game if they win.
Yeah.
I don't like that part, but I don't know. It'd still be kind of cool to see, to see Ole Miss, you know, win it after their coach leaves. But let's get to it. Oh, sorry. Yeah, go ahead.
No, that's, yeah, it'd be cool. That's all I had.
Yeah, for sure. So, the other semifinal game is the Peach Bowl. And that's the one team to win after the double bye, Indiana. They're 4.5-point favorites against No. 5, Oregon. I believe Indiana beat them in the regular season. How you feel about this game? I like Indiana to win it, but I don't think I like the 4.5. That seems like a few too many points.
So you're right. Indiana did beat them in the regular season. Well, here, let me ask you a question first before I give you my answer. Are you bought into Indiana? I know you said that they're the only team to win after the double bye. They are undefeated. Are you bought into what they're showing us?
I am, and that's maybe a bit of bias for me because I genuinely thought, and it was sort of – I was kind of trying to jinx them because I hate Alabama, but I genuinely thought Alabama was going to win that game. And at no point during that game did they even have a shot at winning it. So I think even though it's not the Saban, it's not the Alabama of old, but I think they showed against Oklahoma, you know, they're still a team to be reckoned with. So when they just destroyed Alabama like that, I kind of had no choice but to believe them. And, yeah, the 10-13 win over Ohio State in the Big Ten championship kind of had us – you know, it didn't teach us much about either team, obviously, but
yeah.
I don't know. That win against Bama has got me convinced. What, they went 38-3? I mean, dominated.
Yeah.
Mendoza, the quarterback, he's like kind of corny. His voice is always cracking in his post-game interviews, but I just think he's that's what I'm saying. He's an interesting guy, and he's kind of just got the makeup of like exactly what you'd want out of a leader on your team on a quarterback. And I've heard his teammates love him. So yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I like Indiana to win that game, but I think it'll be close. Too. Okay. What about the 4.5?
I think they take it.
Ooh, you like them by 4.5.
Yeah, I do.
I'm Googling what the score at Indiana Oregon was earlier this year. 30-20. Okay, interesting. So they won by 10 in the regular season. So you think they beat them twice here in the Peach Bowl?
I think this one's closer than that.
Okay.
But I still think they get them by 4.5. They're gonna get them by a touchdown, I bet.
Okay, I like it. That would be one heck of a championship. Number 10 Miami against number one Indiana. That's the.
Yeah,
the beauty of the 12-team playoff here.
That would be a sweet championship, too.
Yeah, and I mean, next year we might see a 12 seed because they're not letting JMU or Tulane back in.
No.
I think they kind of ruined it for the rest of everyone else. I don't expect any more group of five teams in there.
Yeah.
But that's really all I had for you today. Again, thank you for pulling up. Thanks for bearing with me with all this new software. I'm hoping Mr. Riverside is going to be good here. You said I'm in 720p over there. I'm hoping I can get the full quality video afterwards.
Yeah, we'll have to see.
We'll have to see what happens, and then maybe I'll come back with a good review of Riverside next week. But yeah, just one last question for the Trash Talk League champion. I'm taking the asterisks off. No asterisks. Trash Talk. Yeah. Trash Talk League champion Tolls. Obviously, you know about Goosebump Sports. You were kind of with me when I had the idea, and you know that idea being that's what sports are all about. That's the best part of sports. Those unforgettable moments, you know, the moments that give you goosebumps, which, by the way, are on my Twitter at Goosebumps Sports. I'm reporting them live now because I'm not doing a top 10 anymore. So check that out. But I wanted to ask you, what's your favorite goosebump moment of all time? Favorite sporting moment ever? And maybe you don't have to pick between. If you got a couple, you can tell me, whether you're watching it on TV or you're at the game or could be a game you played in. Little Merton Mavericks.
Yeah, I got two of them.
Okay.
One's pretty recent, but I think it's I'll start with that one. So this one's got to be the Isaac Collins walk-off home run against Edwin Diaz to go to put the winning streak to 9. I watched it live. It was 2-2 count, and there was no way. No one thought he was going to do that, and if you were watching it on Fox, you can hear Brian Anderson's call. His voice cracks in it.
Yes.
It's so, like, it's just an awesome call. I watch it every now and again just for a smile.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's even more special, too, because we got rid of him and what he brought to us last year. I don't know. I just think that was just such a cool season. And, you know, we got to see, you know, what the young guys could do and how successful we were. Even though we came up short, it was still probably one of my favorite Brewer seasons to follow.
Oh yeah.
In my young life.
Yeah, absolutely.
My second one goes back to when I was really young. And it's gotta be the Ben Brust, half court shot against No. 3 Michigan.
Bang.
To set it to overtime, man, I remember watching that on the couch and I was like, there's no way we're losing. We're totally going to lose. And he hits that. And I remember my mom and I, we were jumping up and down on the couch and everyone was screaming. Yeah. So yeah, those two are probably two that stand pretty close to me.
No, funny story about that Ben Brust one. I don't normally do this because I hate doing it. I watched the game on DVR. I watched it after it happened, and like I don't do that anymore. I can't, like, if the game's going on, I'm checking the score. Like, I can't do it anymore. But I watched it on DVR, and I'm sitting there with my dad. I'm like, Dad, is this game worth watching? He's like, I don't know. You'll have to find out. And then he hits that, just unbelievable. That Isaac Collins moment too. That's also one of my favorites. But yeah, that's all I got for you, Tolls. Again, thanks so much for pulling up, and I'll have to have you back on when the Packers are healthy. Maybe, you know, maybe if we win a couple games here, you'll have to come right back on.
Yeah. I appreciate it.
Let's go beat the Bears. Go Pack, go.
Yeah, absolutely. Go Pack, go.
All right. Appreciate you, Tolls. Have a good one, brother. All righty. That's a wrap.